Welcome, listeners, and thank you for joining us for the newest season of the Detective Richard Magnolia Mystery Show podcast. The episodes this season will be longer, so hooray for that! That shouldn't put any more stress on our already overworked staff. But before we begin, let's hear from our sponsors.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Pull my pork, that's good.
Hey, Boyle.
Oh, Tommy. Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, you happen to be sitting in the restaurant. You haven't ordered anything.
Oh, why would I? Look what I got in front of me. You ever seen a pulled pork so big?
Well, no. You know I don't serve pulled pork here.
Nope, you don't serve brisket either, but look at this thing. Here, try it.
Christ, lad, I don't need you feed me a little baby bird. When's the last time you washed your bloody hands?
Hey, check out the mac and cheese.
Bloody hell, that's good. This isn't a local joint, is it? They'll surely put me out of business.
Oh, don't worry, they're not from Chicago.
That's right, today's episode is brought to you by Fat Boys Barbecue and More, located in Broadway, Virginia. 466 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Saturday. It's the best meat you can put in your mouth. Tell them Magnolia sent you. Now, without any further ado, here's the first episode of the new series. A series titled, The Porcelain Pigeon. Starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia.
The Big Easy, Sin City, The Gaping Enchilada, The Veiny Cannoli. That's right. Talking about the beautiful city of Chicago, New York. It's been 6 months since we stuffed the fat man in the joint. For the most part, crime is down. Not as many murders as there once were, at least not ones that we could tie the mob to. Sure, sometimes you get a case where some poor sap found his woman in bed riding a stranger's extra girthy ding-dong and someone ends up dead over it. But usually, I would just run out the back door while they argued. It was an early Monday morning. Seemed like any other day, really. I was sitting at my desk smoking a cigarette with my partner, Nick Hamilton, recapping our respective weekends. So how was your weekend, Hammy?
Well, Dick...
Hold on, let me go first.
But...
So Friday night, I got fucked up, okay? I had to have drank at least a gallon of whiskey, smoked at least a gram of reefer, and my God, all that cocaine. Then I went to the Gentleman's Club. You know the one? The Ball Wash downtown? Anyway, found me a dancer that was totally into me, right? And I wanted to be totally into her, if you know what I mean, so I took her...
Let me stop you there, Dick. This was Friday night?
Yeah. Started drinking around 4 p.m., got to the club around 7.
Magnolia, you were on duty at 3. What the fuck? I was radioing you all night.
So anyway, I took her back to my car and passed out before we could do anything. Woke up around 2 a.m. with my wallet missing and discovered that somebody pissed and shatted my pants.
I don't even know where to start with everything that's wrong with that series of events. But did you at least find your wallet?
No, but don't worry. I only keep my cash in my wallet. All my other important documents are safely hidden away.
Where? Your badge? License? ID? You don't carry any of that?
No, Hammy boy. I keep it all in a very safe place.
And where's that?
Nice try. I can't take any chances. Only I know where it's at.
What if you need to show someone your badge?
Well, I'll just borrow yours.
It's got my name on it.
Come in. That's when this dame walked in. She had an ass that wouldn't quit, and the shaky knees of a baby deer. Her beautiful blue dress highlighted the worst part of her figure. Her body looked like somebody dumped a bucket of cottage cheese into a pair of pantyhose. Her red lipstick was contrasted by the dark brown coffee stains on her teeth. I was in love.
Hello, officers.
Actually, we're detectives, ma'am. I'm Detective Nick Hamilton, and this is my partner, Richard.
Richard Magnolia. I am not hard as fuck, by the way. Totally flaccid.
What?
Not that I couldn't get hard if I wanted to. Do you want me to? I can get there.
Magnolia!
Never mind, it's soft now.
What was your name, miss?
That's Mrs. I'm married.
Never stopped me before. Sorry, I didn't mean to slap you. That was my father coming out a little.
It's okay, Dick. Just please don't ever slap my ass again.
Ahem. As I was saying, my name is Mrs. Penelope Wellington. My husband is Kensington Ellington Wellington the Fourthington, heir to the Beef Wellington fortune.
I've heard of him. He's rich as fuck.
Yes, quite. However, I'm afraid his most prized art piece has been stolen.
And what would that be?
The porcelain pigeon.
The what?
The porcelain pigeon.
I have no idea what that is.
It is the world's most expensive pigeon made of porcelain. It is also the world's most expensive piece of art.
At least that we've discovered. There were rumors of a diamond pigeon, but...
I've heard of that.
God damn it, Magnolia. I told you to stop smacking my ass.
Actually, that was me. I'm sorry.
We decided the best place to start was at this rich fuck's mansion. Once we passed the elegant gold and marble gates, it took us about 45 minutes to reach the house. And it was breathtaking. I counted 314 windows before I stopped to pick my nose. The front of the mansion had a roundabout with this enormous marble fountain that had a life-size depiction of two elephants fucking right in the middle. The water was spewing from the trunk. And I don't mean the one on his face. We parked the car and immediately, two butlers ran out to open our doors for us.
Thank you.
Get your hands off me, asshole!
He's not even touching you, Dick.
Sir, I'm just opening your door. Please stop kicking.
Oh, shit, sorry. War flashback.
Yeah, more like LSD flashback.
Hold on, Hamilton. You might be onto something. That would make sense because we didn't fight giant squid people in Germany, did we?
Magnolia, you never went to Germany.
Sir, please get out of your vehicle.
Okay. But you keep this in mind, you bow-tie-wearing fuck-faced fuck. I know my rights.
Magnolia, can we please go inside?
Sure, Hamilton.
Wow. This is an impressive house, isn't it?
I've seen better.
This way, sirs.
My God. So this is how the elite live. Look at those paintings. The drapes.
You didn't act this way when you saw my house, Hamilton.
You live in a grungy motel room with roaches. Was I supposed to be impressed by that?
Those roaches have names, asshole.
Jesus Christ, look at the chandelier!
If you think that's impressive, you clearly didn't see the lamp on my nightstand.
The one missing the shade?
Aha, you did see it.
Look at that piano. It's beautiful.
Okay, I don't have anything like that. He wins, I guess.
It wasn't a competition, Dave.
Everything's a competition.
Mr. Wellington, presenting the esteemed detectives, Magnolia and Hamilton.
What'd this fucking son of a bitch call me?
Esteemed. It means respected.
Oh. Well, thanks, fucking son of a bitch.
Don't mention it, sir.
Thanks for coming, detectives. I'm afraid I'm quite shaken by all of this. My buttocks are indeed quite chafed. I called a police station and filed a report, and they sent an officer out. But he told me I would be better off contacting the detective division directly. That's why I sent my wife out to get you before she went out for a daily shopping trip.
Can we go somewhere not so echoey?
Oh, of course. My office is right over here, and it is where I kept the item. Okay, right this way.
This is an enormous office.
It's the same size as my home.
Magnolia, you could fit 20 of your pathetic motel rooms in this room.
It's a pathetic house, asshole.
It's a pathetic hotel.
One of these days, I'm going to meet a nice stripper, fall in love over whiskey and cocaine, she won't laugh at my dick, and then we're going to get fucking married, have some fucking children, and grow so goddamn old together in my house, which will be our fucking home, you cynical son of a bitch.
Gentlemen, please.
What the fuck does this asshole want?
We're here to solve his case, Dick. Calm down.
Almost lost my cool there. But I will not apologize, because I stand by everything I just said.
In the future, perhaps, don't say as much. We frown upon vulgarity here. It is quite uncouth.
I beg your fucking pardon? What the fuck does vulgarity mean?
He's talking about curse words, Magnolia. Cut back on your swearing.
So you're telling me I can't say fuck, shit, piss, goddamn bitch, or bastard?
No.
What about ass? Asshole, cock, cocksucker, fucker, motherfucker, or cunt?
Absolutely not.
Can I say tits?
Only when referring to the species of bird.
Is a pigeon a tit?
No. However, there are tits on the property.
Oh, really? Where at? I love tits.
In the tittery. I have rescued dozens of tits that are housed there.
So the tittery holds the tits back, huh? You could have just called it a bra.
Mr. Wellington, sir, could you just walk us through how you discovered the scene?
Of course. I woke at 7 a.m. this morning, and as I usually do before breakfast, had a brisk jog from my bedroom to the office. My bedroom is on the other end of the house, so if I don't dilly-dally, I'm usually in here before the clock strikes 8 a.m. It seems rather silly, but I've gotten into a routine of opening the curtains nearest the bird's pedestal. However, when I came in to do that today, I immediately noticed the pigeon was gone.
Looks like the window is busted out.
Not completely.
Magnolia! This is a crime scene! What the heck are you doing?
Oh, relax. I was proving my point. Now it's busted out.
Just look for clues, please. Jesus Christ! You're walking all over the evidence! There could have been fingerprints on some of those bigger shards.
Close, Hammy. This one's got a shoe print.
That's your shoe print, you dumb fuck!
Language, please.
Ha, you fucked up, Hamilton.
How's about I just leave you two to it?
All right, Mr. Wellington. We'll let you know what we find. Magnolia, go outside and see if you find anything near the window. Maybe the perp dropped something out there.
Sure thing.
What the fuck? I meant use the door.
This is faster. Use your noodle, Hammy boy.
Do you see anything out of place? A piece of clothing? Blood? Anything?
Lots of smaller shards of glass out here. Not just what I knocked out, either.
Huh. That's interesting. There's some pieces of grass and dirt mixed in with the glass in here.
Really? Let me take a look.
Jesus Christ! You've broken more windows than the robber!
It's not a competition, Hamilton.
See the grass and dirt there? Look, you got the camera?
Yeah, let me take a picture.
Holy fuck! Magnolia, I meant for you to take a picture of the evidence, not me! Jesus Christ! I can't fucking see! Why is that goddamn flash so bright?
Hamilton, try to watch the vulgarity. It's unkempt.
You mean uncouth.
I stand by what I said, although I have no idea what either word means.
Come on. Let's just go do our jobs and get out of here. Go check by the podium, and I'll collect some of this grass and dirt for evidence.
All right.
Do you have to walk on the evidence, Dick? What the hell?
Fastest way to any point is a straight line, Hammy. Don't want to waste any time.
Then why did you walk to the wrong side of the room?
What? Oh, shit, you meant that pedestal.
Yes, Magnolia. The only pedestal in the room. By the window. The window that was broken presumably by the person that stole the pigeon. That pedestal.
No need to be a smartass.
You almost stepped on my hand.
Yeah, but it didn't. Oh my god. Hamilton. Come take a look at this.
What did you find?
Just look. Behind the pedestal.
What am I looking at, Dick?
You don't see it? Are you fucking blind?
Are you talking about that stick of gum?
Yes.
And what is that telling you, Magnolia?
What is it telling you, Hamilton?
Well, since it's covered in dust and hair, it's telling me that it's been sitting back there for a long time, and therefore has no relation to the case.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? You don't get it.
Get what? It's an old piece of gum!
Gum. Gum shoe. Don't you see? This guy's taunting us. Oh, he's good.
I don't have the energy for this, Dick. That's not what it means.
I'm documenting it. I'll put it in this envelope. You want to doubt me? Then I'll chase it myself. But when I bust this case wide open, don't you come looking for praise.
All right, Magnolia. Whatever you say. I've got what I need here. Let me take a few pictures and we can get out of here. Dick, can I please have the camera?
Get your own, asshole.
It is mine. Let me see it.
No, I'm not done with it.
Okay, take your pictures then.
I will when I'm ready.
Dick, you're just taking pictures of the envelope you put the gum in.
I know.
Give me the camera, please.
Okay, can I play with it on the ride home?
No, you cannot.
And that concludes the first episode of The Case of the Porcelain Pigeon. If you thought last season was dumb, well, I guess you haven't heard anything yet. Remember to give us a like, a follow, and subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive content. Thank you for listening. Oh wait, shit, we've got a merch store too, but don't forget to go buy some